Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of relationship, the privilege of knowing you. Breathe upon your word today. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. All I want to do is to serve you more each day. I welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' precious name. We are reigning in this month of June with the life of God. And tonight, I want to speak on created with the life of God. Created with the life of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our objective tonight, number one, is to understand the life of God in man. And number two, to understand the implication of the life of God in man. I'm going to be very sharp tonight because I want us to also pray. Three things by way of understanding the life of God in man. Number one, man was created in the image and likeness of God. Man was created in the image and the likeness of God. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, man was created to look like God. Man was created to look like God, created to function like God. Number two, man was created with the breath of God. The breath of God. Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Job 27 and in verse 3. Job speaking said, all the while my breath is in me and the spirit of God is in my nostrils. We know that the breath comes through the nostrils. So he's talking about the Spirit of God was literally released into him by the breath of God that is in his nostrils. So we were created in the image of God. We were created with the breath of God. Thirdly, no, all right, still, Job chapter 33 and in verse 4. Job 33 and in verse 4. He said, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. The Spirit of God made me. The breath of the Almighty has given me life. So we were created in his image, and we were recipients of his breath. That breath that carried the life of God, we received it when we were created. The third thing is that man was created as master, commander, and ruler over the earth. If I said he was created as God, G, small letter G, over the earth, some people may find it sacrilegious, but it is scriptural. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28, the Bible said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion, take charge, rule the earth. In Psalm 8 and in verse 5 to 6, he said, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. The word angels was a plural Elohim. I think the translators, I don't know, probably had a difficulty in saying, how can he make him a little lower than the Elohim, the plural Godhead? That's God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He said, and has crowned him with glory and honor. And you made him have dominion over the works of thine hands. And thou hast put all things under his feet. And so you look at Psalm 82, and from verse 3 all the way to verse 5, it makes the explanation clearer. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. He said, deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods. Who are those? All of you who are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Why? They know not, neither do they understand. So God created man. He made man in his image and likeness. Man was created with the breath of God in his nostrils, and man was created as master, commander, ruler, and if you will, God over the forces of the earth. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Place your hand on yourself. Say, I was created with the life of God. I was created with the breath of God. I was created as a commander, as a master on the earth. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Shout the loud most amen. It is important that we know ourselves. You see, that is why it is good to know God. Because the more you know God, the more you know who you are meant to be. All right, let's go. What is the implication of what we have said so far? What is the implication of us being created in the image and likeness of God? What is the implication of us being created with the breath of God? What is the implication of us being created as commander and so forth? Number one implication, we were created to think like God. They know not, neither will they understand. They don't know who they are. We were created to think like God, our maker. Psalm 42, verse 12, and in verse 20. 12 and 20. Man that is in honor and abideth not is like the beast that perisheth, and understandeth not. We're created to think like God. Because Proverbs 23 and in verse 7 said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If we're created with the life of God, we're created with the thinking of, to think like God. And what is the God kind of thinking? Limitless thinking. To think limitlessly. In Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, he said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We're created to think. Many of us think too much like normal people, like everyday earthly people, earthbound people. People whose lives are limited to the earth. People who don't understand who they are or who don't understand who God is. Our thoughts are limited to our environments, limited to our circumstances, limited to our history, limited to the tradition of men, limited to the expectations of people. But we have the life of God, and that life has a thought pattern. We're created to think like our maker, our creator. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. All those who work with us in the office and in the ministry and so on, many of them know that we think the result. We think the vision before we think about resources. What about this? No, 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 forget about it. It's done. We think what must be done before we think of where will the money come from. When Jesus said at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, give them to eat. Somebody say, how many penny worth of bread is not enough? He said, who is talking of money here? I'm talking of give them food to eat. You are talking of money to buy the bread. Who owns the bread? Who owns the money? I want you to think of feeding them first before you think of where it will come from. Hallelujah. And so, we were created to think like God. Number two, we were created to speak like God. A lion must roar, the eagle must soar. If you are a lion cub, you must roar. If you are an eaglet, you must soar. If we are created in the nature of God, and we are created by our Father God, and we are created by Him, we must operate like Him. So we think like Him, we speak like Him. We speak like Him. How does He speak? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 through 5. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. We must speak like God. What does it mean to speak like God? It means to speak positively, authoritatively, and with finality. Positively, authoritatively, and with finality. God saw darkness, He ignored the presence of darkness and spoke light. So let the weak say, I'm strong. Speaking like God, you don't speak the problem. You don't speak the situation. You speak the solution. You speak the expectation. You don't speak your position. You speak your destination. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Speaking like God is speaking positively. He's speaking authoritatively. He's speaking with finality. The Bible said in Psalm 33 and in verse 9, He said He spake and He stood fast. He commanded and
He spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. That is God. He speaks with finality. He speaks with authority. He speaks with command. The same way he spoke when he was in the midst of the storm. In Mark chapter 4 and in verse 39. And he got up and he said, peace, be still. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Somebody say loud amen. So we are on a course in the month of June. And the course is taking us through what it entails to activate that life of God that was put into us at creation. I'm not talking about being a pastor or being a preacher or an evangelist or whatever. I'm talking about being a human being created by God. And especially someone redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That we have a residual life of God that must be activated. And now, so we think we're created to think like God. We're created to speak like God, that is speaking positively, speaking authoritatively, speaking with finality. I can't be stranded. I can't die like my generation died. No. I can't. I must fulfill my days with authority and with finality. Number three, we were created to act like God. To act like God. Created to act like God. That is acting massively and unstoppably. Massively and unstoppably. In Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 13. Isaiah 43 and in verse 13. He said, yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will walk and who can hinder me? Who can stop me? I am on the scene. I am on the stage. Who can stop me? I will walk and who shall let it? The answer is nobody. 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 It is acting massively and acting unstoppably. Functioning and doing like you can't be stopped. Operating like you can't be resisted. Operating like you can't be hindered. Some of you need to know is what it cost us last year to go around the world, just the plane alone. What it cost to go around the year. Right? There's no way you can know of the cost implication of it and even start to, and even think of starting it in the first place. I'm not talking of the other logistics of hotel and all of that. I'm talking of just going around alone. Am I communicating at all? You act massively, you act unstoppably, massively, and unstoppably. In Isaiah chapter 14 and in verse 27, Isaiah 14 verse 27, he said, the Lord, for the Lord of hosts has purposed, who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Answer is nobody. That is the God who made you to look like him. If he steps out, nobody can stop him. If he stretches out his hand, nobody can reverse the hand. That is the God who made you in his image. When the dog gives birth to a dog, the baby dog must know how to bark. Otherwise, it's a misdog. Misdog. Am I communicating? That is the God who gave birth to you. The God who created you to look like him. Somebody say aloud amen. Somebody getting something here tonight, say aloud amen. Somebody getting something here tonight, shout the Lord must say amen. Otherwise, under this kind of economy and under this kind of upside down everything, how do you continue to move and function and go across nations and states and everywhere just effortlessly and without any trace of stress or trace of sweating or struggle of any kind, except that you have the mentality of your maker and you are acting like you will act. Somebody say aloud amen. You know what is beginning to happen now? What is beginning to happen now is that everybody is hearing what is happening around the world. So yesterday I get a call and they said, please, we are waiting, just let us know when you want to come to the nation of Peru, Lima, Peru in South America. And we will set everything and we'll just let us know.
Just give us a little bit of time. We'll just know how we can go about it. Then I hear the same yesterday. So we are set in Mexico also, in case you.
Back to back.
I hear what I'm saying here today. India has put us under pressure for a long time. We have now given them date, and they have gone to the authorities in the land and secured venues. Under pressure. All of these are cost intensive, but the cost doesn't come to mind. Travel time doesn't come to mind. Because you are not moving by yourself, you are moving by the moving of your creator, of your maker. Hallelujah. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Anything that has held you back, that is trying to draw you back, that is trying to pull you back, I declare it is dismantled now. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. We were created to act like God. Act massively. Act unstoppably. And number four, we were created to live like God. Live like God means to have that God kind of life. John chapter 10 and in verse 10. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I forgot one. Another one is the country of Ecuador. Yes. Hallelujah. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What is the life of God? That is called Zoe. That John chapter 10 verse 10 is, I have come that they may have Zoe, the God kind of life, and have it more abundantly. What is it all about? I identify like five things. Number one, it is meaningful life. Life way makes sense. Did you hear so? Life where makes sense. Not just aimless life. Meaningful life means enviable life. It is meaningful life. Second, it is quality life. That is the God kind of life. To live like God is to live a life of meaning, is to live a life of quality. I will break down the details on Sunday. Of course, number three is abundant life. Life that is not struggling. Excess. Living in the realm of excess without stress. That they may have life and have it more abundantly. Of course, number four is healthy life. You don't talk about affliction with God. He's the God who never sleeps, he never slumbers, he is not tired, and he has no headache. Somebody said, why is it that we go all around the world and do all the things we are doing and you're not getting tired? Says because of a little portion of the life of God. A little portion, a little fragment. Commanding the morning, commanding the afternoon, commanding the night, commanding the month, commanding the year, commanding the week, commanding the day, commanding everything. Without stress. You are moving. Hallelujah. It is healthy life. Number five is durable life. The life of God. God has eternal life. Life where no the end. Yeah.
Durable life. Endless life. Meaning of that is that when you carry the life of God, you are not permitted to be cut short before your time. It should not be said that a witch killed you, a wizard killed you, a demonic agent, an entity killed you. I want us all to wake up with the life of God. Summary is oppression-free life. Oppression-free. Who will oppress God? When last did Jesus Christ wake up in the and say that an occultic person press his neck? Peter, please surround me. Pray an agreement prayer with me. John, all of you hold hands. What I saw last night was too bad. Can you imagine it? Somebody gets set for the very life of God. This month is your month. That amen is that amen can be better. Shall the believer say amen? A louder amen. Look at your neighbor, say, get ready for a shift in your life, in your level of life, in your range of life, in your quality of life. Get ready for a shift. Will somebody stand up and shout, I am getting set. I am getting set. I am receiving a shift in my range of life, in my quality of life. How many of you, something is happening to you already? Something is happening to your mind already. Something is happening to your life already. Something is happening to your life already. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, get ready for a shift in your level of life. A shift in your level of life. A shift in your quality of life. Get ready for a shift. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The Lord, a 20 second shout of victory. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. Shout, shout, shout. There is a shift. 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 A shift. A shift. I need a bigger, bigger shout. A louder shout of victory. There is a shift. 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 All those forces of darkness fellowshipping in your compound, their tenancy expires. All those tenants living in your body that you didn't give them any tenancy agreement. Diabetes, hypertension, today marks the end of their tenancy. In the name of Jesus, everything my Father in heaven has not planted, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, every demonic oppression, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, today is the end of their tenure. Spirit of premature death, today is the end of their tenure. Spirit of failure at the edge of breakthrough, today is the end of their tenancy. Spirit of delay and stagnation, today is the end of their tenure. If you are saying a louder amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout a turnaround amen. Give him a bigger shout of victory. A bigger shout of victory. Help me congratulate 7 people and tell them, congratulations, something is happening to you. Something is happening. 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 Woo! He sent his word and delivered them and healed them. Nothing delivers like the word. I see somebody's healing already. I see somebody's deliverance already. All over the world, everyone connected to this service right now. Healing is coming. Deliverance is coming. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise as we take your seat. Don't miss one service this month. Because our greatest objective
through demand is the restoration of the life of God in us. The life of God in us, which was what Christ came to restore in the first place. In John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have that Zoe life, that life of God, that God kind of life. In John chapter 10 and in verse 10, he said, of course, we read it already, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. As we continue in our study this month and we understand the various dimensions of his life, and as we proceed further, we shall be understanding what it takes to access that this life of God. And if I'm not mistaken, this will be the first time we'll be preaching in this kind of line in almost 30 years. And so I'd like you to pay careful and critical attention. Now, two keys I will give tonight before we will continue later. What is the key, our key of access to the life of God? Of course, you know that Adam and Eve lost that life in the Garden of Eden. They lost the life of God. You say, the moment you eat the fruit, you shall die. That is the life that I gave you shall cease. They ate the fruit, but they were still alive physically, but they had died spiritually. The life of God in them had died, which was what Christ came to restore. So number one is the new birth. Being born again is the entry point into that life of God. John chapter 3 from verse 1 all the way to verse 6. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it is coming, whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. So being born again is the entry point into the same life of God that was lost. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible things, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Entry point. If you are not thoroughly or genuinely saved, and you are not living the life for God, the life I am talking about is not yours. That's being born again. Number two is unbroken union with God. Unbroken union with God. In John chapter 15 verse 1 all the way to verse 5, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide ye in me, so that I can abide in you. If you abide in me, you don't need to beg me to live in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye. No, you ran too fast. You ran too fast. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Abide in me, live in me, and I will live in you. It's deep, it's heavy. Stay in me, I will stay in you. I will stay whatever it takes for you to abide. Unbroken communion, unbroken relationship, unbroken worship, unbroken entry into his word. Just ensure that you live in me, and I will live in you. Tonight, I will ask you to go and live in him. At the place of communion, at the place of worship, at the place of his word. Don't abandon yourself and forget who you are. Don't forget yourself in this world. You can be in the wilderness, but not of the wilderness. The children of Israel went through the wilderness, but they were wrapped up with a pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Live in this world, but let your climate be God. Let your climate be him. Let your atmosphere be him. Let him wrap you while you journey through this earth. Let him be your envelope. Let him wrap you. Be more conscious of him than of the world around you. Be more conscious of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire than of the heat of the wilderness. Stand up on your feet. Be more conscious of him. Live in him. Live in him. He puts life in perspective. He delivers from a conscience that is a bad conscience. He delivers from living carelessly and recklessly. Let him wrap you. Let his climate wrap you. Let his climate be your covering, your wrapper, your environment. So, the new birth is our entry point, and unbroken union, abiding with him, communion with him. It causes the flow of that life. It will make you, the more you live with him and in him, you will think like him. You will talk like him. You will act like him. You will live like him. You see, whoever you hang around with, you begin to think like them. You begin to talk like them. You begin to behave like them, and you begin to live like them. I mean, that goes without saying in this world. And I believe it's a new day for somebody in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and appreciate him for his word to us tonight. Appreciate him for his word to us tonight. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We worship you, we honor you, we adore you. Open your mouth and pray. Ma shakoli taritavi na marata salagala haratasi. Lerota sete feta sata kalabra galagala hadagogo salatadina. Reka papata sata lavada baradogo gladragala hagra salagala. Rekata sata lavada baradogo. Repapata sata lapata prata kalala vada brada huratu salagala. Repapata kasala lavada braga braga ladraga ladada vasutu salala vada. Reka pata sata lefrato sata la kafedo gladragala hagadina. Rekota kashatu lavada madragala. Open your mouth and speak to God. 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 Elitara nagalayatara daglaharu. Rete sete fratos toto la 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 la. Ita sete lina managala la la. Lete sete feto la la la. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Draw me closer to you.
Draw me closer to you.
In unbroken communion.
In unbroken communion.
Deliver me.
Deliver
from
me.
All the distractions.
All the distractions.
Of this world.
Of this world.
Of this life.
Of this
world. All the distractions that take me away from you. Help me, Lord, to be lost in you. In communion. That is unbroken.
That is unbroken.
In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and lift your voice and pray.
Eliko ko pe 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 pe. Shaka baga laga dogo brogo loti ka brega da. Lako ko ko to so ko to ko ko to ko brogo to. Shaka baga laga dogo brogo loti ko to ko to brogo to. Eliko ko 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 pe pe pe. Shaka muti. Rato shu ko to brega. Eliko pe 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 pe. Rakos,
Up your hands. Everywhere you are at this moment, and you need your sins forgiven, you need Jesus in your life. Please remain standing, everyone. You need your sins forgiven. You need Jesus in your life. You need mercy from above. Pray this prayer with me, a prayer of surrender. And say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everywhere you are, you pray that prayer. Can I see your hand? Everywhere you are, you pray that prayer.
Lord, I give you my heart. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way with me. Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
your will.
Today you are in need of breaking of any covenant, in need of yoke broken. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Those of you in the front here, place your hand on your chest. Please, you can take your seat, those in the crowd, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. From today, grace to live for you. I receive it. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken of your life. In the name of Jesus. Help from above. In Jesus' name.